This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Plans to evacuate civilians from a besieged port city in Ukraine collapsed Sunday for the second time, along with an expected Russian ceasefire, Ukrainian officials said, as they tried to persuade Russia to agree on terms for safely getting residents out of areas under fire near Ukraine's capital. Residents expected to leave the port city of Mariupol during a 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. local ceasefire, Ukrainian military authorities said earlier in the day. An Interior Ministry advisor said the planned evacuations were halted because of an ongoing assault by Russian troops. The presidents of Turkey and France, as well as Pope Francis, appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to negotiate to end the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has removed his call for the world to impose a no-fly zone, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Impose a no-fly zone to date, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells NBC's Meet the Press President Biden has been clear U.S. forces will not engage in direct conflict.
American planes flying against Russian planes, or our soldiers on the ground in Ukraine, because for everything we're doing for Ukraine, the president also has a responsibility to not get us into a direct conflict, a direct war with Russia, a nuclear power, and risk a war that expands.
If no-fly zone, Zelensky appealed for planes. Blinken says the possibility of Poland doing that is being discussed.
If it chooses to send the MiGs and the Su planes that it has to Ukraine, how we can help by backfilling what they're giving.
Russia's defense ministry is warning Ukraine's neighbors against hosting Ukrainian warplanes, saying that could make them part of the conflict. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.